All right. I am Noah. I am 18 years old. Today is the 29th, and I'm speaking with Jana, who is my mother. We're recording this interview in Riverside, California. Why did you agree to do this interview today?
I agreed to do this to help my son with his project to gain extra credit points so that he may graduate, get through this class, and graduate.
All right, next question. Can you talk about a time you experienced doubt over your beliefs?
There was a time that we struggled as a family. We were going to church, and I couldn't believe why we had to struggle so much. We literally had nowhere to go, nowhere to stay, and I couldn't figure out why God would do that. Not necessarily to myself or my husband, since we were adults, but to my children. Why would we have to live that way?
All right, next question. What is it that people say about you that is most painful?
That would have to be when someone takes it the wrong way and says I have no heart or that I don't care. Because 10 out of 10 times, I'm going to always choose my children over anyone else. My children are my life, and my children will always come first. Therefore, if it's children or someone else, it's going to have to be my children. And a lot of people seem to take that the wrong way, that I don't care for them, when in actuality, I do. I'm a very, very caring person.
All right, good answer. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory, well, there's a few, but one that always pops up is when you were little and Spider-Man came out and you were a huge fan of Spider-Man. We would have to watch Spider-Man every single day, all day, and you would get in front of that little TV with your Spider-Man shirt, your Spider-Man jacket, and your Spider-Man shoes, and you would do all the little Spider-Man moves, jump around, act like you were going from wall to wall, you would climb the door frames, you would yell out all the little Spider-Man quotes and things that he likes to say. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. One of my other favorite memories is when you wanted to play basketball for Poly High School and you had never really played basketball before besides out with your brother or your dad or your friends at the park, and you really wanted to play for high school, and you went out and you tried out and you made it all on your own. Good times.
All right, great answer. Next question. Can you tell me about your grandparents?
My grandparents were amazing people. My grandfather, his name was Daryl. He was in the army. He was a spark in the room. When he entered the room, there were just amazing sparks. He was a true, genuine, caring man. In fact, his nickname for me was Poopsie. And I don't remember how we got that, but I was the oldest grandchild, and I had quite a relationship with them. My Nana, her name was Laureen, which my daughter's middle name is now Laureen. They were like second parents to me. I did spend a lot of time with them, as my mom had me very young, and due to some other circumstances, my mom became a single parent, and my grandparents were basically my second parents. but very, very amazing people.
All right. Next question. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
We've had several. But again, it goes back to the having nowhere to stay. I had two young boys, my husband and I. My husband's father passed away unexpectedly, somewhat. We lived in his house. We were told to leave after he passed. He had left the house to my boys, but due to unfortunate circumstances, it never got into paper and whatnot. Therefore, my mother-in-law had issues with myself and wanted us out of the house. She did everything in her power to get us out. She evicted her own grandkids. In the process of trying to do all that, she turned off the utilities on us, which made living very hard. And we struggled quite a bit. We made it work, and it made us stronger as a family.
All right. Next question. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I'm going to have to say my mother. Not to be cliche, but my mom did have some rough patches. She was pregnant with me when she was 16, had me right after she turned 17, had my sister 2 years later. My biological father ended up in a mental institution for all of my life, to the last couple years, for the most part. My mom went through a great deal with him. She had the help of my grandparents, but she did meet my stepdad, who's been my stepdad since I was, I guess, about 5 years old. They struggled to take care of my sister and I, had my other sister, so it was the three of us and the two of them, the five of us. We didn't have everything that most people had, but we had the basics. My mom worked two jobs, and at the same time dealing with multiple sclerosis. So my mom does have MS. In fact, to this day, she struggles with the MS while she watches my niece, who is 3 years old, so she doesn't have to go to a preschool. So I see my mom having to have gone through quite a bit and still stands tall.
All right. Next question. What advice would you give What advice would you give to your teenage self?
My teenage self, I would go back and tell myself that I am good enough and that I am worth something, and to have that self-esteem that I never had and still struggle to find in myself now, and to have the confidence to be who I know I could be.
All right, next question. Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
One would have to be my father-in-law before he passed, several years before he passed. My husband and I were not married at the time. It was before kids. We were together, and we took about a year and a half break, and he moved away to the desert, and I stayed out here. Needless to say, my life kind of went down the tubes. We got back together. His mom wasn't thrilled, but his dad, who lived out here in Riverside, allowed me to move into his house. so that I could try to get back on my feet. And eventually I moved out to the desert with my husband and had my boys, and my daughter came later. But because he was particularly kind to me, it made a great deal. I mean, he was an amazing man as well and took me in as one of his own. Another one would be the manager here where we stay. We ended up here 10 and a half years ago with nowhere to go. It was a motel. We were in a room for a few days, and we were graciously given an apartment that's attached to the motel, but it's outside the motel. It's a full-size apartment. It's became our home. Like I said, we've been here almost close to 11 years, just about. But had it not have been for that manager, his name is McGinn, I don't know where we would be. My husband lost his job soon after we got here, and neither one of us were working. I had just had my daughter. She was a newborn, and I had my boys who were 8 and 6. And we were here, and they made it possible to have a home.
All right. Good answer. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memories. I have several. I suppose it would be having my kids. I have a lot. I can't think of one. I will have to go with having my kids. They seem to make me very happy most of the time.
Next question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did would have to be quitting school. I finished high school with honors. I did well in high school. I always did great in all of school. I got to college, and I was in the nursing program at RCC, and I had decided I just wanted to take a semester off and be a kid. I felt like I was never a kid. I was always about school. I went to summer school. I took advanced classes, and I just wanted a break. And so I took the break, and because I took the break, I was kicked out of my house. I had to find a job, get my own place, and I did all that. But because of that, I never really got back into school.
All right, next question. Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
I met your dad at Toys R Us. In July of 1992, I was hired to work there, and he was already working there, and that's how I met him. Way back to Toys R Us, and there is no more Toys R Us.
All right, RIP to Toys R Us. But next question. When did you realize you wanted to be together as a couple?
Well, let's see. We watched each other quite a bit, and I knew when he would look at me, he would walk by and smile, and he was actually a very shy, kind of a quiet man. I was more outgoing. I became outgoing as an adult, and I could tell. So I started talking to him, and we became friends. We were very good friends, actually, for quite a while. And we have been together ever since January 17th of 1995.
All right. Good story. What was I like as a child?
You were a monkey on crack. I'm just kidding. You were a good kid. Very hyper at times. Very bouncy. But you were a good kid. Just very hyper.
All right, next question. What is your best advice for raising kids?
To be strict, firm, and that you are the parent before the friend. It's okay to be friends, but you're always the parent first.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you, Jana, aka my mother.